Shit! What's up, people, and welcome to another episode of Grill Talk, A Rambling Cook's Memoirs. I'm your host, Gigi, and today is September 3rd. Yesterday was Labor Day. I had intended over this past weekend to record with my brother for this podcast. We never got around to it. Me and my wife were under the weather. He kept passing out. So, we never really got around to doing anything this weekend as far as recording. Maybe, hopefully, this upcoming weekend we can do it. But, forget all that right now. There's two things I'd like to get to first and foremost. One would be Hurricane Dorian. You know, they're projecting it to make landfall sometime this evening into Wednesday, and the projections are showing it cutting along the eastern coast and going back out into sea. I'm hoping that's the case. I'm hoping it doesn't affect Florida as much as one's expecting. And I'm definitely hoping it doesn't hit and jump straight over into the Gulf. Because then we could be looking at a Category 3, Category 4 making landfall again around this time. But if you live in the Florida area, Georgia, the Bahamas, if you have been or are being affected by Hurricane Dorian, please, you know, send in your messages to our podcast page, and, you know, let us know how everybody's doing. We'd like to hear from y'all, know everybody's all right, all that good shit. Another thing I'd like to get to real fast is this epidemic that's been happening, and if you vape, and even if you don't vape, I'm pretty sure you've heard it, you've seen posts about it, headlines and reports about it, and it's vape lung, where all of a sudden this rash of so many thousands of people are getting, you know, sick and hospitalized over it. And as somebody who's vaped a good bit for 3.5-4 years now, and I haven't been affected by it, but I've been noticing that around the time they started producing these nicotine salt pods with like high concentrations of nicotine in it, and a lot of the THC-related products and weed-related products that people are producing now, and this is when the rise of vape lung has been happening. And there's only a couple of things I feel we can narrow it down to at this point. And it's like, and I know some people's touched on the subject, like pointing their fingers to solvents, and that could very well be one of the big problems, the solvents that are being used to absorb these materials. But I don't think it's just that. I think the high concentration of nicotine in the salts could very well help contribute to it. Or people that don't fully understand how to build their own coils are making coils that are catching fire, because And this sounds really stupid. If I can find my page on it before, back when I first started building my own coils, my coils would catch on fire. And I had to learn how to make them properly. I dare to guess that a lot of people aren't, and they're not buying, like, pre-built coils or anything for their RDA, so it's highly possible that it's catching on fire while they're sucking it in, inhaling it, whatever, and that's helping contribute to the collapsed lungs issues such as that. Because, I mean, you know, Who was the comedian? Christopher Titus, back in his stand-up special, Norman Rockwell Was Bleeding, he told a story about getting drunk and falling basically headfirst into a fire, catching himself only with his hands, and screaming. You know, when he was at the doctor asked him, you know, "Did you breathe in?" "No, I screamed." "Well, that's good, because if you would have breathed in, the heat from the flames would have collapsed your lungs and you'd be dead." Now, this is something I can see being a serious issue, because, again, not a lot of people will take the time to sit down and properly learn how to make their coils, and they'll just jerry-rig something up or have somebody else jerry-rig something up and, not careful, your coils will catch on fire. Bada boom, bada bing. And the other one is, again, the solvents they're using to take and, excuse me, break down, like, weed and turn it into a liquid for your vape. A lot of people that's making this stuff, and I really hope this isn't the case, but a lot of the people that's making this stuff aren't interested in your safety. They don't care. They're in it to make the money out of it. They could be using black market solvents, solvents that are well known to cause problems in the human body, and even more problems that we wouldn't know or wouldn't understand because it's never been used in this form of product or in this way. And it could very, very well be causing the lung diseases and the collapsed lungs that a lot of these younger kids who've taken up vaping, thinking, oh, it's safer or whatever. I don't care how you look at it. It's a horrible epidemic. If you are out there and you're vaping any of this weed related stuff, homebrew juices, whatever, please make sure that whatever you're doing, you're using proper sources that have been FDA approved, or items that's been properly approved for this usage. Because it pains me to think about a younger person who's talking it up, as opposed to cigarettes, thinking it's safer, only to a week, 2 weeks later, end up in the hospital, or worse, dead, because they didn't use a proper channel. They went with some gray market slinger for a THC product who didn't care about your health. The vape products I use, I've been vaping for 3 to 4 years. Never had this problem, and I never will, because I only use companies that I know have been FDA approved and regularly check the FDA-approved chemical lists as to not cause harm to their customers. like a great one. If y'all have ever heard of Paradigm Liquids, I've met the owner of Paradigm Liquids, Mr. Bill. He's a really cool guy. He regularly checks his stuff. Like, every couple weeks, he's checking for updated materials, what might be causing problems here, what might be causing problems there. He retired so many lines of flavors because certain chemicals bound to be causing issues, and they were used in those types of flavorings, like certain flavoring additives. So he pulled those flavors and he pulled those chemicals, and he will no longer use them. He will not let anybody or any brand in his store that's found to be using these. And it's kind of nice to look at it like that. I wish more people did. Because, I mean, a healthy customer is a returning customer. Am I right? What's selling a $20 bottle of liquid with, say, a flavoring additive that could possibly seriously injure the customer or kill them, as opposed to a returning customer that spends $20, $40, $50 every time they're in? People aren't looking at it as returns, they just want the quick cash grab and go. As like, I know how to make THC juice. The only time I will ever make it, if I do, is for my own personal use. And it doesn't use all these solvents. It uses a very simple method of turning the weed into wax, and then using an already made juice to kind of mix it down and mix it down. If that was the case, I would be using a company that I know is safe about their products. Again, same with the Hurricane Dorian thing. If you know somebody who's suffered from it, you've experienced it, or if you've just got any input, questions, or opinions on this, please send it to our Twitter, send a voicemail link here to our Anchor page. We would really love to hear about it or hear from y'all about either of these topics. And it's just something that's been on my mind for the past few days, because whenever I see it, I like to read up on them, and see how the CDC is handling it, and, you know, if they're coming to any conclusions about what might be causing it. It's better to be safe than to be sorry. But enough of the saddening weather and vape lung issues. Today, my mats and my kit finally come in, and this weekend I get to try my hand at something I've been wanting to do for a little while. I'll get a little bit more into that in a second. Let me go ahead and preface all this by saying, I'm not a sushi fan, okay? And it's not because I think it's raw fish. It's not because I think it's this or I think it's that. I know better. I take my time to learn about things like this beforehand. My issue with sushi has always been, I'm not a big seafood person. Like, I don't like fish. I'm allergic to oysters. Which, this is really weird, I'm allergic to oysters, but I can eat shrimp perfectly fine. So it's not a shellfish allergy. Like, I love shrimp. Since me and my brothers, my cousins were little, my uncle was a shrimper. And he would always bring in pounds and pounds of shrimp. And we would sit out on the porch and we'd clean and peel shrimp all day. And then, you know, we'd have like shrimp fries, things like that, and just, you know, party down, free shrimp, hey, you know. But I never found a type of sushi I liked until recently. And it's kind of funny because the only time I've ever seen it was here in this town. Our chef at one of the stores actually makes it. And he calls it a Louisiana roll. It's a spicy crawfish with, I'm guessing it's a spicy mayonnaise sauce on top. I could do without the mayonnaise, but I mean, apart from that, it's really good. It's the first type of sushi I've ever found that I liked. And my wife, she loves sushi. My dad, same. My oldest brother, the same. Quite a few people around me all like sushi. Well, I've finally given in. And as a cook, I'm gonna say this. I'm not a chef. I am a cook. I don't have this huge index of flavors in my head. I don't know what works well with this and what works well with that, and blah, blah, blah. But I pride myself in my cooking. If I can make good food that make people smile and leave a table happy, then I've done my job right. But also being said, I want to expand the variety of what I know how to make. Like, I took up my hand, I learned to make stir fry, I've learned how to make, like, General Tso's chicken, and I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing that name right, but I've learned how to make a bunch of different things, all the way down to stuff I don't eat. I like to make something and get constructive criticism from the people around me to better what I do. Well, I finally caved, and for my wife and my dad, I've decided I'm going to learn to make sushi. Well, I've been beating around in my head, and knocking around in my head, trying to figure out what I want to try. Originally, I was going to do, like, you know, shrimp and avocado for the innards and whatever. But since I haven't seen my uncle in a while, and we haven't had pounds of shrimp to just, you know, willy-nilly whatever with, I want to go with something a bit more cheaper and cost-efficient. That way, I can take the weekend to practice and learn how to make this. So, I decided I'm going to try a chicken and jalapeno roll. That way, it kind of creates a kind of spicy roll. Like, not a heavily spicy roll, but a spicy roll. And then I would like to try and balance that out by making a honey sauce for the top. And honestly, I really want to try and do that this weekend. I'm hoping I can. It's just a game of trying to get everything together and just sit down and practice this weekend. I'm hoping if I do get to do that, we're going to get to see how it comes out on the next episode and get to hear my dad's opinion, my wife's opinion, and hell, even a couple of my coworkers' opinions. Because I described it to one of my coworkers, and he doesn't eat sushi. He doesn't eat Chinese or Japanese food, anything like that. But just upon describing it to him, he now wants to try it. My other coworker loves sushi. So I'm going to bring a tray up here, get them to try it, and try and get their responses and opinions on it. So hopefully come next episode, I can both have my talk with my brother, and the opinions from are sushi. I'd love to hear what y'all think about this idea. Or y'all's opinion on sushi just in general. Because I know a lot of people think, you know, sushi is just raw fish wrapped up in rice and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, you might find somebody that makes it, but understand that sushi in and of itself is not that. It's just, you know, I hear so many misconceptions about things. And it kind of bothers me. And I'd like to help break that misconception to people. Because it's disturbing what some people think sushi is. Like, I even heard somebody telling me, oh, isn't it like fish guts and eyeballs rolled into rice? No. No, there might be some of that out there somewhere. But as far as I can tell, I ain't never fucking seen that, ain't never fucking heard of that. Where do people get these misconceptions? Misconceptions, thank you. English fails me horribly every day. But other than that, it's weird, you know? I ain't never tried my hand at it, so I'm hoping this goes out well. Whew, sorry about that. English failed me, and then I dropped my phone, just had to dig it out. While trying to dig my phone out, this just kind of fucking destroyed my mind. I'm, of course, sitting out here in my truck, looking like an insane person, just talking at my phone. I'm getting weird looks from everybody. This godforsaken, weird-looking black guy just walked up to my truck and asked me if I knew where to find any dope at. I guess because if somebody sees you sitting in your truck talking and they don't see another person, they just assume you're a dope head. I've never touched meth in my life, and I never will. I've had my fair share of problems in the past, and never fucking touched the shit. Like, I've told y'all before, you know, I got on pills real bad some odd years ago, and I got off of it. All I do now is smoke weed, cigarettes, and drink way, way too many Monster Javas. My wife being an ex dope head herself will never touch it again, and we fight every day because I understand it's an addiction that's hard to break. Like, once you get it in your head, it is hard to get it out. Nigh, from what I've heard, impossible to get it out. But I have seen people kick it and stay clean. My wife, God bless her soul, is one of them. But this wasn't what that was supposed to be about. It was one of those moments that just, it made me question people's humanity nowadays. But, well then. On top of all of this, my brother recently purchased a Wii U. Because we some broke-ass motherfuckers. And, with it, he got quite a, like, 5 or 6 disc games, and then, like, 3 or 4 that was already on the Wii U from the previous owner. Well, we decided we wanted to play Mario Party Sunday afternoon. And my God, I forgot how much I hate Mario Party 10. I think they could have did without making that one. And it was like, you know, I get that they had such a great response from the car mode in 9 that they decided to base the entire next game around it. But in my opinion, 10 is trash. Like, trash. There's what only fucking Bowser minigames, and they don't let you use the gamepad to play regular regular party mode. It's either Wiimote, or if you want to play on the gamepad, you have to play Bowser mode. That really fucking irks me, you know? But that's just my opinion on the matter. If y'all have an opinion on this matter or anything we've talked about today on the podcast, please go to anchor.fm/grilltalk. Send us a voice message link there. And let us know your opinions. Or you can find us on Twitter at GrillTalk2. That's GRILLTALK and the number 2, all one word. And let us know what you think. We'd love to hear from you about any of the topics, or just in general. If you'd like to hear something talked about on the show, hear other people join in, whatever, please just let us know, because right now, we're trying to get this, I'm trying to get this off the ground, because I honestly don't have a lot of support for this. I've tried using cross-promotional Twitters and things like that, you know, like those, oh, tweet, you know, add us to your mentions or add our hashtag to your tweets and we'll retweet you and blah, blah, blah. It never fucking happens. It's just giving those people more fucking notice, more publicity, if you will. But, oh God, my leg's on fire. But, anyway, I've been your host, Gigi. This has been a hot September fucking day, and hoping it cools down soon. Send us a message, visit our pages, and check out, oh God, bless it. Sorry about that, just burnt the living crap out of myself. As I was saying, send us a message, check out any of our pages. Let us know what you think. Let us know your opinions on any of the topics brought up today. Or let us know anything you'd like to hear on the podcast. I am one person trying to get a podcast back off the ground. And trying to make something of it. Because it's something I've always enjoyed doing. Check out our awesome sponsor, Anchor. Check out our page. We'll be adding some links to some of our fellow podcast friends, like The Drop, Brainwrecked, and anybody else that might decide to join us on this quest for insanity. Been your host, Gigi, and love you guys. Y'all take it easy.